The G-Men podcast brings you inside our community and lets you listen in on the conversations that empower men to win in life and business.
Sometimes we can't wait for people to come to us. We got to go to them. Let's go. As a man, you gotta have critical thinking in a time of crisis. Be conscious of who you are connecting. Any crisis, you got what? The brotherhood. G-Man! G-Man! I'm excited to meet some different men. I didn't do anything with G-Men in August, and my goal since I started it was at least once a month, be in a different city, do a different session. But like I tell everybody, always you want to have a plan, but the plan doesn't always work out the way you want it to. And so in my head, I had a vision, and that's the key word, vision. I had a vision of what I wanted to do. And I started off going to different cities. Initially, when I started off going to different cities, I was getting hotel rooms, you know, trying to make it real sweet and not really thinking like these are men, like this is us right now. And I was taking an L because the rooms I was getting was like, you know, for a Saturday morning, it was either costing me $200 to $500, just depending. But the return on the investment wasn't there. So I made an adjustment. We started doing Starbucks facilities that had private rooms and other facilities like that. So in August, what I did was vision. So I sat down and I revamped the vision. So I know what I saw. So here's the thing, like when you have a vision for your life, for your core four, for your business, whatever that looks like, we're looking at it from what we see in our head now, based on our experiences now. So it's like we talked about Warren Buffett yesterday, and he reads 4 to 6 hours a day. The decisions that he makes is from information that he has received during the time he's read, the people he's talked to, so forth and so on. So when we have vision and we make decisions, it's based on information that we've gotten or experiences that we've had. So my vision was based on information and experiences, but I had to revamp the vision. I had to make some adjustments with the vision because my plan didn't, my vision and the plan, they weren't coinciding and working together at all. And so I took the whole month of August kind of off, but not off. If y'all noticed the whole month of August, I wasn't even trying to bring people into Grindation. I took the month of August to do nurturing, to do farming, if you will. I wasn't doing a lot of hunting for Grindation clients. I was hunting on speaking engagements. I was hunting for personal coaching clients. Grindation, I sat back. I wanted to get the new website done. I wanted to get the back end done. I wanted to do things like that and get the vision right. Let me pause right there. So I'm saying that to say to you guys, don't just go full steam ahead. You have to take time and sit down and do an assessment and see where you are. See where your vision is. See if you need to make some adjustments in the plan. And so starting September 1st, I guess, which is today, starting September 1st, but actually I started last week. I'm full steam ahead with the hunting. So now I'm building, I'm growing Grindation, G-Men, and I have a plan of attack for September, for October, for November and December from now until the rest of the year. And I have goals and numbers that I want to meet as far as membership and business, like income numbers. And so, but that only came about because I did the assessment, which just means I looked at where I was. I looked to see what was working and what wasn't working. I looked to see if it was good or if it was bad. And then I looked to say, okay, what kind of adjustments do I need to make? And the crazy thing is I made the adjustments, but that doesn't mean that these adjustments are going to work. Life is full of assessing and adjusting, assessing and adjusting. And if you're going to make the adjustments, then make the adjustments. And when you make it, I still got to go back and assess. So I'll do this for 30 days. I'm going to work this plan for another 30. And then at the end of the month, see how it worked. And if I don't see the results that either I'm looking to get or that are beneficial or adding value to the business or to my life, then I'll make another adjustment. And so the moral and all that I'm saying is be careful not to get locked in one thing. And when I say locked in into one thing, I mean just going full steam ahead. I mean not taking the time to look and see where you are. So in your mind, we're talking about the core four now. So in your mind, you want to make sure that what you're reading is adding value to your life with where you're going. So you don't need to be reading a book about Beethoven. And while it might be some gems in there, it's not adding immediate impact and value in your life. And I just got that immediate impact. When I was at St. John's last night, one of my game changer coaching clients came. And she had said to me afterwards, she was like, the young lady sitting next to me was like, oh my God, I need him in my life. No more Netflix for me. I need to start studying right now. And then she said, oh my God, this is my game changer client. She's like, oh my God, that was immediate impact. And so you want to make sure that the things that you're putting into your mind, in your core four for your mind, the things that you're doing to get your state of mind right is an immediate impact. Meaning what you read, what you're educating yourself with can add value to you right now. You want to make sure that the things that you're doing with your body, your health, your wellness, while, yeah, it's going to affect you down the line, you want to make sure it has an immediate impact. And what I'm saying is you don't want to just do things just to be doing it. You don't want to just do things just to say, I did it. So I know when I hopped on, I heard Mike and Esau talking about something. I don't even know what they was talking about, but I love the fact that they were talking about what it sounded like, what was going on in the beginning of the week. And now that they're at the end of the week, you know, that's an assessment. You're assessing where you were and what you did. And then it sounds like what I heard, y'all was making an adjustment. So I love that. I love that. I wanted to share that because I need everybody to understand I make adjustments. I ain't just sitting back on cruise control. I don't just post stuff on my social media. I'm looking and I'm assessing to see what's working and what's not working. I don't just keep going and keep going and keep going. I changed my strategy for August. I didn't stop and I ain't paused. I just did something different. And because I did that differently, now I'm ready to really go full steam ahead this month in September. And so I just want to make sure that we do that with our core four. Make sure we're strategic. Make sure we're thinkers. Like, we want to be thinkers. We don't just want to be athletes, entertainers, and, you know, strong cats that can run fast or whatever. Everybody should be a thinker. Every man should be intelligent. And the way we get to that is by studying, learning, growing, developing, and making the adjustments. All right. Anybody got any comments or questions?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nelson.
Yeah, with that, so for example, let's go to now. I understand about the adjustments with the mind, the balance, even the body, just on the business aspect. So how do you know? So for example, because correct me if I'm wrong, don't some things just take time? So if you're doing like an assessment with your business, you know, you try, whether it be social media posting at certain times or whether it be changing up your strategy, like how do you know when it's time to say, okay, let me stop and try something else, or should I keep going? Because don't some things, it just takes time to get it up and running?
Yeah, I personally make it depends. So like if I'm doing, like let's say for G-Men, for example, I did an adjustment with my marketing strategy, an assessment of my marketing strategy or my promotion strategy. And I did that in 30 days. And I did it over a 3-month period. So I started G-Men, I think it was April, right? So April, May, and June, I was doing it one way. And in June, I made an adjustment. So I stopped doing the expensive hotels for the meetings and I made an adjustment. I scaled it down. June and July, and I did another assessment to see how that was going. Like I wanted to see how many people were coming out. how my marketing strategy was going, and I made another adjustment. So I'm looking at the numbers every month, but every quarter, let's say, and it might not be like January to March quarter or from April to June quarter specifically, but every 90 days, if I'm based on the assessments that I've made, I'm making an adjustment every 90 days. And so what that looks like is you might not go extreme with it, right? But you got to do something different to tweak it. Because if you've been doing something for 90 days and you haven't been getting a return on the time, the investment that you've been putting in it, you need to make an adjustment. And it might not be major. It might just be a tweak here. So for example, if you've been emailing, let's just say you've been emailing 100 people a month for 3 months and you haven't been getting any replies back, you might need to make an adjustment with what you're saying in the email. You might need to make an adjustment with your follow-up or something like that. You might not need to necessarily stop emailing.
Got it.
Like that. The small adjustments, small wins, small adjustments. Anybody else? Comments? Questions?
What's up, y'all? It's good, Kendall.
What up, Kurt?
So in process of writing a book, I was just able to identify, like, how did you get into these predicaments? And like you say, this stuff don't just happen to you, man. Like, it's a level of not putting the right amount of energy into things, not having the right strategy, and not staying disciplined. So that was, like, kind of my reality check. Like, every time I see you, I have, like, an epiphany. And, like, that's how I felt, like, the end of last night. Like, man, like, it's all on you. Like, you more focused on the energies of people around you and why nobody want to help or assist you. But, like, you got to help or assist yourself, man. You got to push yourself and you got to guide yourself to a better place, because I got myself here. So like you said, it's assess and adjust. Whether it's over a 3 month period, over a year, I noticed that I need to make a major adjustment and I need to stick to that.
Yeah. One of the things I remember, I still go through stuff for real. It's just different stuff. I don't go through the same stuff I used to go through. And then don't get it twisted. When I used to go through that type of stuff, whether it was the repo, whether it was the foreclosure, I was going through it for years because of a mindset that I had. And for real, it wasn't until I changed my mindset. I had a dude one time, one of my barbers actually, his son had came to live with him. His son was 18 years old. But he had never really spent time with his son. His son lived in Oklahoma. And so his son came to live with him. And I can remember him. He was an Army dude, very strict, very disciplined, me and my dude, my barber. So his son came, you know, not used to really following orders, not used to being disciplined, not used to, you know, living with a man, period. And so he was having some challenges with getting his son to be honest with him, getting his son, you know, making the adjustment with them living together. And I remember about a month into his son living with him, he was ticked off and he was like just mad, just, and was like, bruh, I'm about to send his ass back to Oklahoma. And I was like, you want him to change in 30 days the person that he's been over 18 years? I need you to hear that. My man didn't have the patience to wait for the change, and he expected it to happen immediately, because he was where he wanted him to be. And his son had developed these habits or this mindset over an 18-year period. So it's the lesson in that was, and this is for you, Carrick, remember, you've been who you've always been for 20-something years or more. And you can't expect that over a 9 month or a year, just because you had a shift in mindset today. Think about how many times in your life you've had a shift in mindset this week and went back to it the next week. It happens over a period of time. So you have to just stick with it. And that's what really makes people successful in making adjustments, sticking with it long enough to see the results. And so that's what I want to like just say to you, just stick with it. Just stick with it. I don't even think it has anything to, and let me say it like this. When you start to stick with it, resources and help comes, because different people come into your life. The people that you meet and that are in, I'm not, that you've known most of your life, they might not be the ones to help you make the adjustments. They might fall off because they're with you for their own reasons. But if you can stick with the growth mindset that you're in, and you could stick with that, you'll start to see new people come into your life because you're thinking different, just like you're seeing now. And when new people come into your life, that means new resources come into your life. That means new opportunities come into your life. But you got to stick with it. You got to grow with it. You can't be on, and I'm loving your consistency. And I'm watching. I'm letting you know I'm watching. I'm loving your consistency.
So it's just a major reality adjustment. I was doing too much hoping and not enough willing.
Exactly. And boom, that's it. I ain't even got to say nothing else. You got it. That's exactly right. Anybody else? Comments?
Yo, this is OG. I just wanted to say major shout out to Carrick because that spoke volumes to me. I think that one of the things that I've recognized when I met Kendall and we initially started to connect 2 years ago, I had this idea and this thought coming, leaving, knowing I was getting ready to pretty much leave Georgia and come this way to Virginia. I realized that I needed a person who was physically doing, not talking about it, but about what it was that I wanted to do. And I searched high and low for a cat that was operating in any space relatively close to what I was already doing. I'd already authored books. I'd already started speaking. What I didn't understand was the business behind it. And I tell people all the time, I didn't sign up to be an entrepreneur. I signed up to help people. And I never wanted to be the only guy. I'm a quintessential team player. And I fit within systems. And I help teams win championships. That's what I do. So for me to take the team and put it on his back and all that sort of stuff, that's not my temperament and my character typically. But when I hooked up with Kendall, I realized that it was. I just had a perspective issue. And so I just think that this idea, guys, of us being able to, and the reason why I'm coming up this road today is because there's a thought in my mind that says, I can do more. The question is, where do I need to do more and to strategically insert my energy so that I'm not spent doing dumb stuff or stuff that don't bring a return? Oh, that's great, man. And patience, fellas, I'm going to promise you this. And maybe because I'm 50, it's coming a little bit easier, but I promise you it is the most next to time is probably one of the most precious commodities on the planet in terms of being able to, if you can grab it and be able to work in that thing until it happens and just make these minor adjustments. Coach, I love that. I love that, man. That's what's up.
Love it.
Can I say something real quick? I think my shift is as a black man or African American man is being able to see that because I never had a Kendall in my life, like honestly, like to know him, be in a car with him, like somebody that's straight up telling you, yo, I make $30,000 a week, man, or a month, and I'm working toward making this amount, and they start breaking it down in hours and seconds. Sometimes you have to see it. Like, because sometimes you think you know what success is, and then you actually got to see success. And I look at Kendall and his mindset and how he run his life, and I'm like, oh, I got this shit backwards. Like, I'm looking for, like, I told myself in the note last night, I say, I'm asking the universe for something that I ain't working hard enough. Like, I'm not working hard enough to get the dreams that I'm asking for. So I don't deserve it. Like, I'm like, I didn't deserve none of the stuff that's everything that's happening to me right now, I deserve it because I got to work harder. I gotta ask more of myself. And once it, like you said, once I ask more of myself, the universe and the people around me will assist and give me more. But it gotta start with me and stick with me.
Yeah, and let me say, I'm glad you brought that up. Let me just say this, and then honey, don't get it twisted. This is for everybody. I throw my numbers out there of what I make, not because I'm trying to be big time or anything like that. Bro, I can remember coming up, man, and talking to cats that were success, that had money, let's just say that had money. And it just seemed like nobody ever want to tell you how much they make. And so I wanted to know, not because I wanted to be counting their chips, but because it's almost like when you know that they're making X amount of dollars and you know them, you're talking to them, it helps you, like it gives you that motivation or that confidence. So when I started rocking with CJ, bro, he would literally tell me what they was making and I could hear it. And so that's where the numbers thing came, like telling me how much E was getting for gigs, telling me how much this was called, showing me the numbers, telling me the numbers. And I'm like, wow, like this is phenomenal. And so I'm able to really, I feel like I can touch the numbers because I'm actually touching somebody that's making a million. That makes me feel like, yo, I could get a million. And that's why I throw the numbers out. I did 40 in August, to be honest with you. I don't throw it out there to say I'm gonna be doing 40 every month. 40 was just a good month. And I wasn't even pushing Grindation. But what I'm saying is I say the numbers because I need y'all to know, bro, it's doable. I'm not just showing you the grind. You need to see the results of the grind. Like, it's doable. And I think everybody on this line, since I'm on here with y'all every morning, we all got a relationship from the OG on down to the new guy who doesn't know me and have a relationship. If you can touch me, you talking to me, if I did 40 grand, believe me, you can do 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. And like, because I always say, I am not that sweet. I just won't stop. I've been rocking for a minute, and I'm going to be going for another 50 years. God willing.
The G-Men community exists to allow men to connect through group coaching, training calls, online workshops, and location-based retreats. Join the movement at GMENworldwide.com.
Remember Superman? I jumped out the window one day. No, I'm dead serious. I jumped out. I wanted to be Superman so bad, and I believed that I could fly. And so I remember one day I was like, I'm going to fly. And I went and got the chair. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to fly. And I went, climbed through. I don't even know how I got through the window. And I jumped. And my sister was outside in the front yard, right? And I jumped and I was like, boom. And she was like, what are you doing? She was going off on me. And then she said, I'm telling daddy. I was mad because I ain't like the way the whole thing did. I felt like I wasn't flying. And I jumped back up on the chair. And my father came in. And he was like, oh, man, what you doing? I said, I'm going to fly, daddy. He said, no, you can't. I said, yes, I can. Watch. I'm saying all that to say to y'all, there was something that we wanted back then. And because we wanted it and we were kids and we didn't let life or other people stop us from getting that thing that we said we wanted. I didn't. And some of y'all in this room, you don't believe nothing. But I'm saying there are things in your life that you just got to get to the point where go back to that little kid and just be like, yo, I can do anything that I want to do.
You have been listening to the G-Men podcast. Like, review, and share this episode if something you heard challenged you to grow and positioned you to lead.